The Secret History by Donna Tartt. I had a feeling of déjà vu when, the next afternoon, Julian answered the door exactly as he had the first time, by opening it only a crack and looking through it warily, as if there was something wonderful in his office that needed guarding, something that he was careful not everyone should see. It was a feeling I would come to know well in the next months. Even now, years later and far away, sometimes in dreams I find myself standing before that white door, waiting for him to appear like the gatekeeper in a fairy story. Ageless. Watchful. Sly as a child. The Song of Achilles by Madeline Miller. I woke that night gasping. I was sweat-soaked, and the tent felt oppressively warm. Beside me, Achilles slept, his skin damp as mine. I stepped outside, eager for a breeze off the water, but here, too, the air was heavy and humid. It was quiet. Strangely so. Even the sea was silent, as if the waves had ceased to fall against the shore. There was no wind, I realized. That was the strangeness. The air that hung around me did not stir even with the faintest whisper of current. I remember thinking, if it keeps up like this, we won't be able to sail to Troy tomorrow.